Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. And with me today is my guest, Tyrone Stamps, who is the owner of L'Amour Secret. And Tyrone first visited us, I want to say it was maybe last December, kind of at the end of the year. And he had just recently launched his business, and now things are going very well for him, and we're going to get kind of an update and see what's going on. So, Tyrone, welcome, and thank you for being my guest.
How's it going, Andrea? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know, Tyrone, my pleasure. My pleasure. So let's kind of just recap for everyone. First of all, I think I'll tell everyone what is L'Amour Secret.
So L'Amour Secret is a subscription-based business where we basically allow the customers to tell us about themselves, their intimate lives via a questionnaire, and we take the information, analyze the data, and we curate a customized adult box just for them, so they get to enjoy, you know, their intimate lives and take it to the next level with the items that we provide them based off of their answers to the questionnaire. So it in twofold, we eliminate the middleman and the awkward conversations when you go to the adult novelty store. And also the best part about L'Amour Secret is that you get the bang for your buck. We provide you with a host of items commonly ranging between 3 and 5, which retail would run you anywhere between 100 and 120 bucks, if not more. And with L'Amour Secret, you get a host of products that complement each other and complement your experience for just $54.99.
Mm-hmm. And I will say that everything is discreetly delivered to whatever address you choose, and really discreetly, because everything is just in a plain brown box. You don't even really have a return address that says L'Amour Secret. I think if I remember,
correct,
it just said LS. Yeah, so yes. Everything is extremely, extremely private, which is good. And it's certainly a lot better than going into the adult novelty store and having a conversation. Yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah,
you launched this. What was it, when we met? Tyrone and I met at Exotica in 2015. And when was that? November?
November 13th through the 15th.
Yeah. So you had literally just launched your business on that day.
Yes. Mhm.
Mhm. So,
correct.
How are things going?
Yeah. Since then, things have been going pretty well for us. So, I would say we successfully have customers in every U.S. time zone, which was a great milestone for us, and we accomplished that in March. So by March, we were sending something to every different location within the U.S. We've also been able to secure a few endorsements from some reputable adult entertainers in industry, such as Missy Stone, Julie Cash, Sienna Dream, and a few others in the industry. And we also have a few more coming up that, you know, I'll keep a little secret. It will be, you know, announced via our Instagram page, which is @L'Amour_secret. Where, you know, I post all the little comments that the adult entertainers say about our brand and how they enjoy our service.
Very good. So I do want to tell everyone listening that after the show, I'll put up my blog, and of course there'll be links to Tyrone's site, to L'Amour Secret. And from there, you can get to your Facebook and your Instagram pages?
Correct. So
that makes it easy.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, that makes it easy. So, I'll just say very generously that Tyrone sent me, one of his adult gift boxes, and again, delivered very discreetly. So there's never an issue with that. I'm not going to tell everybody what was in the box because that's none of your business. You'll have to get your own. But definitely great value, lots of stuff. And I think what I like is the fact that, you know, in order to do this, you have a survey that you're completing. And I like the fact that you ask people what they like, but you also ask what they don't like. So you're not going to get something that, you know, just doesn't work for you. So I thought that was, the survey was, it's brief, but it's very extensive. So there's nothing to be afraid of out there.
Yeah, so the idea behind the survey was basically to capture everyone's needs and demands in a short period of time, but as you said, be thorough at the same time, right?
Yeah.
So it's important that all of our customers list what they like, and also it's most important that they list what they don't like, because sometimes someone may want to explore different things that they're not, they have no knowledge of. So we may send them an item just to try it, just to see how they like something different. But at the same time, if they're on that do not send to me list, we're not going to send it to you. You know, so you still get to explore and try new things while still staying within your comfort zone.
So, Tyrone, can you update your preferences periodically?
You can go in there and update any of the information fields at any time, whether it's your preferences, whether, you know, if today if you're into women, you could put that, and next month you want to try something, you know, because you're into men, you could try that, or next month, if you're into both, you could update that. Or even, say, for example, to piggyback on what I said before, say if we sent you something to try, say we sent you something related to bondage, so you could try bondage. You tried it, you didn't like it, but you didn't know you didn't like it before. So you could go back into your profile and update your do not like list and put like, say, hey, you know, thanks for sending me something that was bondage related, but it wasn't my cup of tea. And we know going forward, you know, okay, that's another item that you do not like. Another category that's not for you.
So how have you grown the business now that you said you are shipping now to all the time zones in the U.S.? So how do you see that people are finding out about you?
Really, it's been social media. I find that social media and the internet is very powerful, and I really kind of underestimated the power of the internet, as they say, when I first started. But, you know, when all these orders started coming from locations that, you know, I never even visited, or, you know, I don't have any connections out there. It was like, wow, you know, it let me realize the power of the internet, social media, and everything like that.
It's really fantastic. But yeah, the internet is certainly powerful, and you could be anywhere and have access to it, which is great. So you could, have you been shipping internationally yet?
No, we have not. We did get a request to ship to Australia, ironically. And currently the rates for shipping with our current carrier won't make the business worth it for us and the customer. It's right now it's way too expensive. So until we find out how can we ship internationally and still make it cost efficient for us and the customer, right? That part of things is still on hold.
Okay, you know what? That makes perfect sense, and I have no doubt that in the near future, that's an obstacle that will be certainly overcome.
Oh, definitely.
So, here's what I'm so curious, because you're compiling an amazing database of likes and dislikes. And, of course, we're not talking about anyone specifically here. But what are you finding that people really want? Or what don't they want?
So to answer the question while being, I guess, broad but specific at the same time, people just like excitement, and people like new things. So, you know, people, for example, I guess people are tired or bored of, you know, the same positions all the time. So they would like to explore different things. People are also into stimulating different parts of their body that haven't been stimulated before, or they would like to stimulate more. So it's for the trends that I've been seeing, it seems like, you know, that that bore factor does come in sometimes when you're behind closed doors and you need things to keep you interested.
Right.
Per se.
Right.
So it's a lot of stimulating items to stimulate different parts of the body, and like I said, to keep the positions different every time you go behind that door and explore and be intimate with your partner. Those are the things that we've been finding very common. A lot of people are also really like to explore and really adventurous. And I say adventurous when it comes to I guess the naughty or the hardcore or rough sex per se.
Yeah.
People and in the survey, people, you know, don't shy away from it. They're quick to put down, you know, they're into the rough sex and the hardcore stuff. They're into the spankings and things of that nature, the bondage. So that was interesting as well to find that that's actually a lot more common than some might think it is.
Well, again, what you do behind closed doors is nobody's business but your own. So
right.
The whole point of your survey is, you know, and the whole point of your service is to give the customer what they want. So obviously they got to tell you what they want, and apparently
they are visiting us and say, hey, you know, this is what I like, and you know, it's always exciting when new customers come in, because everyone is unique, truly, and everyone's interest is unique. So that's very interesting. Our customers keep us on our toes, keep us challenged, because at the same time, Like I said, we pair your boxes with items to create an experience. So, you know, we would like everything in your box to tell a story for your night or for your month or for your week or weekend, so that, you know, you could go grab this that's in the box and this and use them together, and then everything still flows in a nice way.
So another question, another curiosity for me is the ages of people. Are you getting mostly, you know, millennials? Are you getting baby boomers? Are you all over the place?
Yeah, we're right now all over the place. It's really millennials and baby boomers. There really isn't too much in between. So it's either you know 20s as far as like 22 to like 28, then it skips the 30s and jumps straight to like 40s.
That's interesting.
For the most part, yes.
So what's the oldest client, and please don't say me. what's your oldest you know, the highest age range that you've had so far?
The highest age range that we've had so far was someone, and they were in a nice age range. So it's for everybody. It's for everyone. Not to put, you know, our customers out there. We've had, you know, a wide range, and we've had older customers definitely, even older than, you know, the baby boomers. So. We spark the interest of everyone.
Well, no, I think it's a good thing. I'm glad to hear you say that, because you know, I like to believe that everyone wants to be intimate at all stages of their lives, even as you're, you know, 60 plus, 70 plus, more than that, everyone. And sometimes you just need some additional help or excitement. And I cannot imagine, you know, really older people going into some of these, you know, sex stores. And maybe, so this is such a great option for people to, you know, just enrich their intimate lives. So
correct.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback off of what you were saying, like, I guess from the data we get, I attribute it to, you know, the millennials they're just getting, you know, and trying to find themselves, find their mojo, find out what they like, what they don't like. So they come to us, and our services is modern, per se. It's not as, I guess, archaic as going into a store. And it's convenient. Yeah. So they come to us, and we give them what they need. And then you have those who are in the baby boomer generation. You know, they've kind of, you know, explored and know themselves. So they're willing to push the envelope and see what else is out there. You know, I think that's what I attribute the age gap to. One is pure curiosity because everything's new. And then the next one is, you know, well, let me see what else is out there because I've pretty much done, a few things in my lifetime. So let me just push the
envelope.
Right,
been around the block a few times. Yes, of course.
Right, been around the block. Let me push the envelope and keep it more exciting. You know.
So have there been any really big surprises in this for you so far? As far as, you know,
no,
what
not
people...
Lately.
No? No surprises?
Yeah, no surprises that had us, you know, taken aback. Nothing too extreme. Everything, we've been able to manage... per se, pretty well. I would like to say we've been able to manage pretty well. Nothing too surprising. At least not yet.
All right, well, maybe that's a good thing. But, hey, you know, your business is young. You never know. So how do you see things growing for you? What are you, you know, how do you want to see everything develop over time?
Yeah, so over time, right now, I really see connecting the dots of the different U.S. states that we currently have customers in to bridge the small gaps. And the most interesting thing about our brand and what we do is the marketing portion, because everything can be so risque. It forces me to be very creative at how I promote the brand to the mass majority. Say, for example, we're currently planning a lingerie fashion show, which ties into the whole erotic experience without throwing sex toys in your face.
Right.
So, it's interesting being creative. You know, when it comes to our ads, we've been banned a few times from Facebook, advertising via Facebook. So it's interesting. They keep us on our toes. Yeah. Facebook has banned a few of our advertisements. They wouldn't let us sponsor. They wouldn't sponsor our ads and show them to the mass majority. So that was a little interesting.
Well, that's Facebook for you. But, you know, sometimes even negative publicity is good publicity. Because obviously, you know, you struck a nerve.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. But I mean, you have to be discreet. You don't want to be, you know, I will say that everything that I've seen that you've done is very, very upscale and classy. Nothing but, really, beautifully, beautifully done.
Thank you.
And very tasteful. Very tasteful. You know, sleazy is easy to find. Hey, we were at Exotica. We know about sleazy. But, you know what I'm saying. But nothing about anything that you've done. Everything is just beautifully executed.
Thank you. Well, that is the challenge, as keeping everything tasteful while at the same time selling sex. Like, we don't want, you know, anyone to see an ad or come to an event and question what's going on or what is this company, because then the objective hasn't been met. We still want what we represent and what we do to be well received. But also, we don't want it to push people away, and that's been the challenge. So hopefully we can keep that momentum going.
Well, even your packaging is very elegant, very upscale looking. You know, just everything that I've seen that you've done, you know, it's all upscale. So it's not appealing to, there's nothing about it that says, oh, you know, what is this? So I didn't
right.
feel any of it was like in your face. And I totally understand that. You know, obviously it's a sensitive thing. You don't want to give people odd expectations. They're not going to a Tupperware party here, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, let's
exactly.
get that out of the way. So tell me about how many parties are you doing parties routinely at this point?
So I did entertain the idea of doing parties for a little bit. So we're still doing parties. I think we did our first party in February, and we've been doing them ever since. And they pop up, you know, randomly, sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
as people learn about what we do. Somebody calls, say, hey, you know, I'm having a girls' night or girls' get together. Would you mind coming and do a little demonstration? And it's well received, and I believe it's well received partly because the way we do our demonstrations and personal demonstrations are different from what most people are used to. Most people
mm-hmm.
are used to the regular boring, hey, you know, this is the rabbit, this is what the rabbit does, it has certain speeds, this is a bullet, you know, it's powerful, yada, yada, yada. And honestly,
right.
people get bored by it. You know, they know generally whether or not they're interested in the product. I guess when they first see it, or when they, you know, based on the packaging or after the first few words that the speaker says. But the way we do it, we like to keep everyone engaged. So we kind of pass everything around so you could, you know, turn it on so you could feel the power
mm-hmm.
of the vibrator if it is a vibrator. So we make it very, very engaging. It's very engaging.
So are you saying for parties, are you available that you would come to people's homes, or do you do like venues for like you know parties? I mean, not parties, like you know, bridal parties or girls' night out, guys' night out. You will travel around.
Yes, we do travel around. We have traveled around locally. Right now, it's been local in the New Jersey area.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been called outside of New Jersey yet, but yeah,
not
we've
yet.
Been traveling and not yet. If you get the phone call, we make it out there. We would definitely make it out there. But yeah, it's everything has been local, and so we go out to the places. Mostly it's been girls' night out or guys' night out where we will go. We haven't gotten any bridal parties yet, oddly enough, but. Who's to say it's not coming down the pipeline in the near future, you know?
Well, that's right, because you've been at this for, again, not all that long, and in a short amount
yeah.
of time, you've gone through quite a bit of stuff. So who knows what's going to come your way? Yeah. So of course, we met at Exotica, and I'm sure you'll be back at Exotica this year. Which is what, I think it's the end of October, the beginning of November. But are there any other kinds of conventions that you see yourself being a participant in?
Well, the goal for 2017 is to participate in AVN, which we missed this year, 2016. So the goal is definitely to reach AVN. There's a few other expos that are hosted within the New York area as well that we would like to participate in. That are
mm-hmm.
hosted at the Dick and Javits Center. Like there's a bridal expo, and there's also an LGBT expo, which we did attend this year, but we just wasn't vendors who wanted to check everything out. So
mm-hmm.
That was at the Dick and Javits Center as well. Expos are great. I like expos. I like the different faces and different people that come out to them, and they're just as interested as we are, you know.
I think it's kind of a cool thing to be. Where is AVN this year or next year or this year?
In Vegas.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just for people listening who don't know what AVN is, you want to just tell them?
AVN is a adult entertainment award show that's held every year. It's an expo slash award show, and it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from all over the country, even parts of Canada, participate at
right.
the event. This is where entertainers get, you know, their awards for Entertainer of the Year based on different categories. This is where you also have companies, you know, broadcast or launch new products for customers to buy or try out. It's a huge event, the biggest event in the U.S. actually, that's dedicated
yeah.
to sex.
Well, I can definitely see you being there. It seems like an absolute natural fit for you. So I hope you get to go, and I'm sure once people see what's going on, they're going to like it. I think for me, my favorite part of everything is that you really there's a surprise element because you don't know what you're going to get. Oh, and let's also, so L'Amour Secret is a subscription service, and so what is the length of the subscription?
So currently the subscription is it's an automatic month-to-month subscription. We're currently working to implement a quarterly subscription to our service as well. But currently it's a month-to-month subscription. And customers can suspend their service and resume their service at any time. So
okay.
it's very flexible at the moment.
And very convenient. And I have to say, for less than the price of going out for a dinner or certainly a show, you can really treat yourselves to a pretty cool night. And it's
right.
not a, you know, and it's not like you're using it once and you're throwing it away. So I'm thinking over time, people collect quite an arsenal of stuff.
That's the goal. That's the goal. The goal
yeah.
is to have everyone equipped yeah. with all the tools they need to do everything that they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, some things they might enjoy more than others, but at the end of the day, you know, everyone can say, you know, they've tried whatever they wanted to try.
Yes, well, and because you can't do it all in one shot, so it's nice that it's spread out. No, I just, it's all good. It really is all good. Well, believe it or not, we only have a couple of minutes left. So reminding everyone, yes.
I also have a small gift and a token of my appreciation for your listeners. We're giving
yes,
a
yes.
just 20% off promo code for all your listeners today. And the promo code is LS20COASTAL, and that's in all caps. That's L as in Lisa, S as in Sam, the number 20, and COASTAL.
Okay, so what I will do, of course, in case anyone didn't just happen to have a pen, LS, oh, God, repeat that again, LS.
LS 20 Coastal.
20 Postal.
For 20% off, yes.
Right. So what I will do for you, Tyrone, is when I put up my blog, I will also include that promo code so people can take advantage of that. Thank you. That was really wonderful of you to do. So I think
definitely
for
no
everyone
problem.
Listening, if you want to have some fun, spice up your life in a very fun way, this is a great way to do that. L'Amour Secret is Tyrone Stamp's brainchild. But, you know, I don't think of you as Tyrone. You know, I think of you as Dr. Love. You are the doctor. You are certainly
well,
the doctor.
You.
And
thank
you've
you.
Got what people need. So, you know, and you don't even need
oh,
a
definitely.
Prescription from the people. You don't even need a prescription.
Oh, no.
So I look forward to catching up with you again because I'm sure that, you know, lots of good things will happen. I will certainly see you at Exotica. And always remember, my listeners, that 30 minutes can change your life. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Special thanks to my guest, Tyrone Stamps. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Bye, everyone. Bye, Tyrone.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.